Dreamscape presents ISIS, Inside the Army of Terror, by Michael Weiss and Hassan Hassan, narrated by Kari Marshall. Introduction. In late 2011, Abdelaziz Kwan approached his Syrian uncle to connect him to Riyad al-Assad, a colonel in the Syrian Air Force and one of the earliest military defectors from the dictatorship of Bashar al-Assad. Abdelaziz, a 16-year-old teenager from Bahrain, wanted to join the armed rebellion in Syria, but his parents forbade him from going, so he defied them. In early 2012, he first flew to Istanbul and then, as so many other foreign fighters have done, took a 13-hour bus ride to the southern Turkish border town of Rehanli. From there, he crossed into the Syrian province of Aleppo, the northern countryside that had by then completely fallen into the hands of the armed anti-Assad rebellion. Abdelaziz fought for moderate rebel factions for several weeks before deeming them too corrupt and ineffective. Then he migrated through various Islamist brigades, joining first Ahrir al-Sham and then Jabhat al-Nusra, which later revealed itself to be the Al-Qaeda franchise in Syria. Having earned a reputation as a fearless and religiously devout fighter, Abdelaziz nonetheless grew disenchanted with his Islamist comrades and faced pressure from his family to return to Bahrain. He did at the end of 2012. Once home, Abdelaziz's mother promptly confiscated his passport. "I walk in the streets of Bahrain and I feel imprisoned," Abdelaziz told the authors a year later, still pining for his days as a holy warrior. "I feel tied up. It's like someone is always watching me. This world means nothing."